In this audio program, you're going to learn how to do the relating dyad communication process. This process will teach you how to more effectively communicate yourself to others and how to improve your ability to listen without being judgmental. It will increase your capacity for self-honesty, self-reflection, and self-disclosure. By practicing the relating dyad communication process, you'll cultivate a deeper awareness about yourself and develop a greater capacity for understanding others. It is really amazing how powerful and effective this very easy to learn and very easy to practice relating dyad communication technique is. The word dyad comes from the Greek language. It means the number two. A relating dyad is a communication exercise for two people to help improve one's ability to understand themselves and others. Relating is basic to life. It goes on all the time. When you relate well to others, you become more confident in yourself, more conscious of others, and more aware of life. Most of us weren't specifically taught much about the subject of relating while we were growing up. Relating sort of just went on. We learn from watching and participating in everyday experiences. We learn by the examples of our parents relating to each other and by our parents relating to us. If you are fortunate, your parents taught you effective relating by their example. If not, you were left to your own devices to either unlearn dysfunctional relating habits or suffer the many consequences. When you relate well, you feel closer to others. The sense of separation and alienation dissolves. There's more understanding in your life. The relating dyad communication process increases your abilities to listen, both to others and to your inner voice. And in doing so, you gain greater understanding of yourself, others, and life. The relating dyad process is always done with another person. This other person can be a friend, a lover, a husband, a wife, father, mother, children, or parents. It can be a co-worker or employer or an employee. It can be done with anyone with whom you're working to improve the relationship. It can also be done with someone that's neutral, someone you're not trying to work out a relationship with, but with whom you simply come together for the specific purpose of self-discovery or your own self-improvement process. The dyad process should be done in a place that's quiet. Choose a place where you won't be disturbed or interrupted by telephones or other people. The dyad exercise can be done with your partner in private, or it can be practiced amongst a group of people who are also doing the dyad process with their respective partners. People who first learn this process may find that working in a group is a bit disturbing because their attention is distracted by others. But this distraction soon dissolves away as one becomes more attentive to their partner and more concentrated on their own process. You and your partner should sit comfortably, either on the floor or on chairs, and directly face each other. Neither partner should be significantly higher than the other, like you on a chair and your partner on the floor. Sit a comfortable distance apart from each other without touching, yet not so far apart that a huge space is created between the two of you. It should be a distance that's mutually comfortable. A relating dyad communication exercise is 40 minutes long. The 40 minutes is divided into 8 equal periods of 5 minutes each. During the 40-minute exercise, you and your partner will change roles every 5 minutes. For 5 minutes, you'll be a listening or receptive partner, and then for the next 5 minutes, you'll be a communicating partner. As the receptive or listening partner, you don't say anything. You just listen attentively as your partner self-reflects and then communicates to you. At the end of 5 minutes, you and your partner change over or reverse roles. You become the person who communicates, and your partner becomes the one who listens. Back and forth, you and your partner reverse roles every 5 minutes for the entire 40-minute period. This audio cassette, or audio CD that you're listening to, contains a 40-minute audio timer. It sounds a bell every 5 minutes to let you know when to change over. It sounds like this. First you're a listener, then a communicator, then a listener again, and then a communicator. This bell sounds every 5 minutes, letting you know when to change over or reverse roles. It goes on for a 40-minute period. The audio timer eliminates the disturbances that can arise from having your attention distracted away from your partner over and over and over again as you glance at a watch or a clock to keep track of the time. Before actually beginning the dyad process, there are two important decisions that you and your partner need to make. The first is, who will be the first listening partner and who will be the first communicating partner? Make a mutual decision about that and begin. The second important decision is, what are you going to work on during the dyad exercise? What are you going to self-reflect and communicate about? Look through the list of dyad exercises in the book Knowing Yourself. There are over 100 dyad exercises that are divided into several areas of interest, ranging from self-awareness, codependency and recovery, ethics and values, problems, stress management, enlightenment, and several others. Choose to work on the dyad exercise that interests you. You are the one who makes the decision about what dyad exercise you want to self-reflect on and communicate about. Your partner doesn't choose for you. You choose what to work on. After you've both decided which dyad exercise to work on, the dyad process is ready to begin and you can turn the audio timer on. Both partners put their attention on each other. The person who's the listening partner is going to give the dyad instruction to their partner first. When you give the instruction, give it exactly as it's written, without changing or adding any wording. Give it only once at the beginning of each 5-minute cycle. Your role as the listening or receptive partner after giving the instruction is to keep your total attention on the other person. Look, listen, and understand what your partner is saying to you and do that to the best of your ability. Even if your partner who is communicating closes their eyes to self-reflect or turns their head away, you continue to keep your full attention on them at all times. Your attention and your willingness to be present with this other person helps them. It encourages and inspires them to reach deep into themselves and then to communicate what they discover about themselves. Your attention is very important and critical. And as equally important is your neutral, non-judgmental openness to your partner. As the person who's listening, you're not to use facial expressions, fidget with your fingers, move your body around, nod your head as you listen, send vibes, or do anything else that subtly or overtly communicates an opinion, a judgment, or causes distraction while your partner is communicating. As a listening partner, you're silent and receptive and doing your best to remain open, neutral, and non-judgmental. Initially, it may feel odd, unusual, or even a bit difficult to be the kind of listening partner who doesn't nod or say, or make reactive or responsive comments. You're probably used to communicating in a casual and less formal everyday sort of a way. But a relating dyad communication exercise is a formal process for increasing your abilities to relate. It is not a casual conversation. It is a formal communication exercise that has been designed to create a supportive environment where deep, undistracted focus of attention can be practiced. It's an environment where non-judgmental listening can be practiced. It's an environment where you can communicate without being distracted and interrupted, and where understanding of oneself can unfold between you and another. So, if this formal structure feels odd at first, it's only natural. Persevere. Stay with it and let yourself get accustomed to this level of focus, attentiveness, and contact. As a communicating partner, you've chosen what diet instruction you want to focus your attention on. At the beginning of each of your 5-minute cycles, the listening partner gives you that instruction. As the communicating partner, you set out to actively do what your partner has instructed you to do. It could be, tell me who you are, or tell me a problem you're currently having in life, or tell me something about yourself you want others to know. These diet instructions direct you to self-inspect on a particular issue or topic, and then to tell your partner what you've become aware of as a result of your contemplation. As the active or communicating partner, you can take as much time as you need in your 5-minute cycle to self-reflect on the issues that you're contemplating. When you've discovered something, you communicate it to your partner. Your responses should be specific to the diet instruction and generally about yourself and from your own experience. Generally, you want to keep an even balance between contemplation and communication, but that's a general rule. There are times when you'll be speaking more than you're silent, and other times when you're in silent reflection much more than you're speaking out loud to your partner. As the communicating partner, you can use words, gestures, emotions, body language, even silence, whatever it takes to get yourself across to another and get yourself understood. The main caution here is to get yourself across without abusing your partner. That's often the greatest challenge you may face, particularly if there is upset in your relationship with that person. What you aim for is to communicate what you're conscious of without criticizing, abusing, blaming, making your partner wrong, or trying to change your partner. In situations where blaming and criticalness is likely to occur, having a third person who facilitates the dyad process can be very helpful. Successful relating takes place when there is understanding. And understanding takes place only when there's real listening and real communicating. At the completion of every 5-minute cycle, the bell chimes. At the sound of the bell, the speaking partner briefly finishes their thought. Then, the person who is listening acknowledges that they understood what was communicated to them by saying, "Thank you," or "I got it," or "I understand." Something like that. Simple, clear, and brief. An acknowledgement of what one understands is a powerful communication. It draws one out of themselves and into life and relationship. When a person is acknowledged, they feel a degree of fulfillment and completeness. They begin to shine because they feel understood. Throughout the 5-minute cycle, as a listening partner, keep your full attention on your partner. This lets them know that you're with them in that endeavor to bring about understanding. As you and your partner continue the cycles of reversing roles, listener and then communicator and then listener, there's a deepening and an increasing of your ability to relate. as trust and mutual respect build up through non-judgmental acceptance. You feel more open to access and share feelings, thoughts, memories, and ideas with your dyad partner. Self-discovery, self-disclosure, and effective communication continue to grow and evolve, dyad cycle after dyad cycle. Knowing the dyad principles, practicing them, and applying them in your daily life will help you to realize your personal and professional goals and to create deeper levels of understanding, satisfaction, and fulfillment between you and others.